coming up after the news. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A suspicious device found in a trash can near a New Jersey transit station exploded early today as a bomb squad was attempting to disarm it with a robot. No immediate report of injuries or damage. The discovery of that device comes a day after an explosion in Manhattan injured 29 people, and an unexploded pressure cooker device was found four blocks away. Security's been heightened in New York City as investigators look for the person responsible for Saturday night's bombing.
Investigators are anxious to find a man seen in surveillance video taken at both the location on 23rd Street in Manhattan where the blast took place and a few blocks away where an unexploded pressure cooker bomb was found. Law enforcement sources say the security camera video shows a man pulling what appears to be a duffel bag with wheels near the site of Saturday night's explosion on 23rd Street. Another video appears to show that man on 27th Street about 10 minutes later pulling the same bag. In the video, the man leaves the duffel bag on the street. A short while later, two men are seen removing a white plastic bag that contained the pressure cooker bomb from the duffel bag. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Authorities are also investigating the weekend stabbings of nine people in a Minnesota mall as a potential act of terrorism. A young Somali man dressed as a private security guard entered the mall with what appeared to be a kitchen knife. The rampage ended when that man was shot dead by an off-duty police officer. Wasted opportunities cost the Redskins as they lose to the Cowboys at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden.
Back to the drawing board, 0-2 at home. Not the way we wanted to start, without a doubt, but still have a lot of football in front of us.
Kirk Cousins went 28 for 46 for 364 yards. Next Sunday, it's the Giants on the road. Elected officials and business leaders today are calling for major improvements to reduce traffic congestion on Interstate 270. Among those VIPs, Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner.
A number of us will be standing up and saying, it is time to fix 270.
The group's calling itself the Fix 270 Now Coalition. Democratic Congressman John Delaney is leading the group. Due on the Virginia governor's desk tomorrow, suggested budget cuts at every state agency.
Suffering from a budget shortfall of more than $1 billion, Governor Terry McAuliffe says Virginia agencies have to make suggested cuts, including promised pay raises for teachers and other state government workers.
Pay increases for state workers, faculty, teachers, deputies, and other state-supported local employees remain a priority. But as you know, those raises were tied to revenues in the Appropriations Act.
The governor says job growth did not increase as much as expected, so fewer workers contributed less income tax than expected. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Congressional negotiators are working to quickly finalize legislation to prevent an election season government shutdown and to provide money to battle Zika. Lawmakers want to leave Washington this week for the fall campaign. Top Senate leaders hope to seal an agreement in time for a procedural vote slated for late this afternoon. Two aid convoys heading for Aleppo with enough supplies to feed thousands of people for a month are unable to get through after a ceasefire in Syria expired.
The big problem right now and what's really causing a lot of trouble is the fact that aid is not getting to a lot of the besieged areas. The UN says their aid truck's still stuck.
Correspondent Fred Pleitgen. Game of Thrones has conquered the Emmy Kingdom, honored last night as top drama for the second consecutive year and becoming the most honored primetime TV series ever. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,124, the Nasdaq at 52,45. Sports, the Redskins suffer a loss at the hands of the Cowboys. The Giants win, the Eagles play tonight, the Ravens win. The late game, the Vikings beat the Packers. Baseball, the Nats lose in Atlanta, the O's beat Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now, as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's push through Chevrolet heading in on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound. Before you get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, that's where we have the crash. So southbound BW Parkway right near Kenilworth Avenue where you split to go New York Avenue. Watch for police to get you on by. Very slow weather, definitely a factor here early on with delays growing. We'll take you on the 11th Street Bridge where the accident, you've heard me talk about that, is gone. So inbound 11th Street Bridge, your travel lanes are open as you come off of 295. Virginia 66 eastbound, still with a lot of activity, but out of the travel lane. So left shoulder, you'll see the flashing lights. Eastbound 66, just after business, 234. Delays almost out of Gainesville. So get ready, because I'm sure once those stock in, they're going to stay with us for the rush hour. 66 slowing inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little rain around, scattered showers, few thunder showers. This front's trying to get through here, but it's taking its own sweet time. We'll still have showers lingering into this afternoon. Temperatures probably stay in the middle 70s, maybe the upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Manassas, 73 in Hyattsville, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. An ISIS wing takes credit for a mall stabbing attack in Minnesota. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're all over the terrorism attacks over the weekend. Cliff May coming up at 6:35. James Carafano at 7:15 and Rod Wheeler at 8:15. And that's not all. We got other stuff, too. 7:05, DeJota Genova will join us. Trevor Maddich will talk about the Redskins. And we'll talk to Tim Levine, an Alexandria City Council member, about the decision to change the name of the Jefferson Davis Highway. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Are you personally insulted if people don't agree with you on politics? How do you react if someone who disagrees with you on politics actually takes it as a personal insult, actually puts your friendship on the line, actually calls you out and says to you, you think the way you think politically? I'm insulted by that. Your ideas offend me to the core. How dare you? If you don't agree with me, I'm personally insulted. Does that ever happen to you in real life? And if it does, what's your reaction? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. We try so hard not to take politics personally. We try very hard not to inject that into our personal lives, into our family lives. Even on our Facebook pages, I think, even though we all have strong opinions, we try to present them in such a way that is respectful of people who may disagree and say, listen, you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe. We don't need to be personally insulted by it. We don't have to take great offense to it. Let's just try to understand each other's differences and then move forward from there and talk about the things we do agree with, right? Isn't that how normal human beings discuss politics in America? Well, listen to Barack Obama Saturday night talking to the Congressional Black Caucus, trying to make the case for Hillary Clinton.
My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. And after we have achieved historic turnout in 2008 and 2012, especially in the African-American community, I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy, if this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election. You want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
Wow. So once again,
I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy, if this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election.
Barack Obama will be personally insulted if the black community doesn't vote for Hillary Clinton. A personal insult. What's your response? 888-630-WMAL. Isn't this exactly what we as Americans try to avoid in our everyday life? Isn't Barack Obama pouring gasoline onto an already incendiary political climate in America by putting his own personal feelings on the line with this election? And I wonder if this motivates you to actually vote against Hillary Clinton, just to sort of deliver a message to the commander-in-chief. 888-630-WMAL. Does this happen in your life, and what's your response? I find this absolutely appalling that the president would do this. I'm trying to think back. I don't remember Ronald Reagan doing much campaigning other than the convention speech in 1988 on behalf of his vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush. I vividly remember that Bill Clinton didn't campaign for Al Gore, but that was because Al Gore didn't want him out there. He was sort of damaged goods at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't remember George W. Bush campaigning much for John McCain. Now, maybe it was because George W. Bush wasn't very popular at the time, but you would think just to get the base out, they would bring George W. Bush out. This is the first time in my memory I can recall or I have witnessed a sitting president going this overboard on behalf of the person running to succeed him, and I find it quite distasteful. And the antithesis, as I said, of what we try to do and try to achieve as normal, everyday Americans, making it through our life with our very strong opinions, we try not to be personally insulted, because otherwise we'd be personally insulted every moment of the day. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, listen, even on our program here, we encourage people who have different opinions to come and talk. We don't get personally insulted if you disagree with us or if you have an opinion that's different from our own. But let me just tell you what this is really all about. What this really is all about is that the Democrats are beginning to get a little panicked. And let me just tell you why. Hillary Clinton is not bringing in the black vote. According to the L.A. Times, well, I'm going to say right off the bat, the L.A. Times has been quite favorable. Their poll has been quite favorable to Donald Trump. But they point out that in their tracking poll, a support among blacks for Donald Trump has gone up from 3.1% to almost 20%. 3.1 to almost 20%. And during that same period of time, Hillary Clinton's support among blacks has dropped from 90.4 to 71.4%. It's amazing what has happened here, and nobody saw that coming. And it's not just among African Americans. Hillary Clinton is having some problems with the Hispanic community. According to a story in today's Washington Post, read it, it's right there for you to look at, she's not doing well in keeping up with Hispanic voters as compared to President Obama in the past election. She's not doing well in Florida, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, among Hispanic voters. So she's not doing well, and they are panicked by it. And so that's why you saw the president recently go to Philadelphia and make an appeal to inner city urban blacks. And that's why you're seeing him go to the mat here. They're absolutely panicked that the African Americans and Hispanics are not going to support Hillary Clinton the way they supported him, and that she might lose the election as a result of that. That's what this is all about. But it is wrong, absolutely wrong, for you to stand there and say, you know, my legacy is at stake. How conceited is that? How egotistical is that?
I think the word you're looking for is narcissistic.
It
always seems
my
to
legacy.
Come up. Yes,
my legacy.
It always seems to come up when we talk about Barack Obama, narcissism. Bob in Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. This whole idea that if you don't vote a certain way, you take it as a personal insult.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Outstanding job today, as usual. But yeah, I mean, imagine this in your personal life, that with your spouse, that you had to deal with this. I don't take anything personally. People want to go ahead and do this, that's their business. But at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. The Democrats are running scared, and Hillary is not bringing in the enthusiasm, and that's what's got seal her doom.
Bob, you
have a great day.
Bob, wait. Oh, you got to go?
Yeah, I got to go.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Bob.
But Bob told Heather that he was actually married. His wife takes it as a personal insult. And that's what I'm trying to really get to, is if you have people in your life who actually communicate to you that if you vote a way that they disagree with, they will be personally insulted or offended. And what you do about that. John in Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Alexandria, up and alive this morning. We're hearing a lot from you, and it's a good thing. We're going to hear from your council member, Tim Louvain, about the Confederacy at 8:05. What do you think there, John?
Yeah, I was going to say he hit the nail on the head. I don't think it's I'm not insulted, but it just shows how desperate they are. I mean, even when they keep touting how much experience and she has more experience than Bill Clinton and everybody, him combined, based on her mileage going around the world. I mean, most stewardess, or not stewardess, but flight attendants have that type of resume. You know, you shouldn't be, you know, you should. So, I mean, really, if you really listen to the president sell Hillary, I mean, he's not giving you any substance. He's really just telling you how long she's been in politics.
Well,
she's qualified based on that tenure.
Yeah, and then they say Donald Trump is frightening and terrifying and will ruin our country because of his racism and blah, 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 blah. John, you're right. Absolutely. They got nothing. They got nothing right now. Thank you. More of your calls in a moment. How do you respond if someone actually takes it personally, if you have a different political opinion, if they take it as a personal insult?
You want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
888-630-WMAL.
I can tell you right now, part of my legacy is going to be remembered for doing this. It's now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Me too, Brian. All right, here we go. Thank you. And take your normal commute, folks, and add extra time to it this morning. That's what always happens when we have the rain, drizzle, road spray, and already affected with the heavy volume. But take you into town. In on 50, just the volume through Chevrolet. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, a car spun out. Pavement gets a little slick, yes. Southbound BW Parkway before you get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. So I'm looking at delays pretty much continuous now from the Beltway on the Baltimore Washington Parkway to get you past 202 right before you get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue once spun out. To the Wilson Bridge, still in good shape. Beltway topside, a little bit of volume building through Silver Spring. 270 getting heavy out of Frederick and pushing through Germantown. 66 East, the crash as you pass Business 234 on the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. Going to be rainy today. An 80% chance of rain. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few showers, 30% chance, and a low of 71. Tomorrow, 86. In fact, temperatures throughout the week are going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Wednesday, upper 80s. Thursday and Friday in the mid 80s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. And after we have achieved historic turnout in 2008 and 2012, especially in the African-American community, I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy. If this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election, you want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
Barack Obama Saturday night talking to the Congressional Black Caucus, obviously trying to get the vote out for Hillary Clinton. But boy, he made it personal, didn't he? Literally made it personal. If you don't vote the right way, I will consider it a personal insult. Personalizing one's political opinions and political beliefs. It's a dangerous, dangerous thing to do at a time where we all have such strong opinions and such high stakes in this election. And the president just did what I think we should all try to avoid. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL. How about Lee in Stafford? You're next up.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah, how we doing?
Good. Good morning.
Yeah, I think the Republican Party should be afraid. Very afraid, because the Democratic Party will win again. In about 4 months, we'll be crowning President Hillary Clinton, President of the United States of America.
You think we should be afraid of that, and you think that's going to happen, huh? And do you have an opinion on what Barack Obama is doing here, trying to make it a personal insult to him if people don't vote that way?
You can say, you can make it personal. You can make it everything personal. If you don't say my kids are beautiful, that's personal insult. So he's speaking from his heart and his mind. I have nothing wrong with that. Now, what you doing?
Really? Oh, wait. Hold on. Can I ask you something? You've had disagreements with people, right? If you believe, you know, one thing on a political issue and somebody disagrees with you, you think it's a personal insult to you?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. But I'm not deeply political. So I guess for me, that's not going to be...
All right, you dropped out, Lee. Thank you. I guess that's what I'm trying to get to here. Charlie and Culpepper, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think?
Hey, you know what? It just reminds me of an old saying. The smallest package in the world is a person wrapped up in themselves. and to me, that epitomizes...
Wow. The cell phones are not working in our favor today.
A lot of sunspots today, yeah, but I do appreciate the call. Charlie, you made a great point. That is funny. It is an indication of narcissism, isn't it, to take this so personally
and
for him to proclaim it in such a way.
Yeah, I'm like you. I can never recall a politician ever making such an argument before. I really can't. That this is a personal insult to me if you don't vote a certain way. I'm going to be personally insulted by it. It's beyond the pale in my estimation, and I can't ever recall another politician doing
it. I honestly have had conversations with people who are sort of in the Never Trump camp or certainly leaning toward the Never Trump camp, but over the last couple of weeks, they have said things to me like, you know, just so I can stick it in the face of CNN and the mainstream media. All of these experts who tell me that Donald Trump could never be president, all of these people who were saying that our entire republic will be put into a dumpster fire if Donald Trump is president, I just want him to win just to make them eat crow. I would love that. Karen in the district, could you wait there? We want to get to your call in just a moment, and the rest of you. This whole idea that in politics, if you vote a different way, it's a personal insult. What's that like, and what's your response?
I will consider it a personal insult, an insult to my legacy, if this community lets down its guard and fails to activate itself in this election.
It's now 6:22.
Tonight on ABC7, after a new Dancing with the Stars, 7 on Your Side comes to the rescue of a local family that was overcharged $8,000 by their health insurance. Tonight on ABC7 News at 11.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. You know, when you're going to buy a new and pre-owned vehicle, one of those nagging things in your back of your head is, you know, oh, what if I have a problem with the car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, that's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. That's what I'm talking about, confidence. You can have confidence in the vehicle because Ted Britt has this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So, see, you got the confidence. And you're also going to be thrilled with the deals they've got going for you. At Ted Britt, you're going to find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They also have 2 Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes. Why don't you schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see what kind of service you'll get. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Escape the congestion and noise. Why not choose to live in your own ideal place? We're the Ideal Living Resort and Retirement Expo. We know that where you live affects how you live.
Find your ideal destination this weekend at the Expo. Come and compare more than 50 unique lifestyle communities from the Carolinas to Florida. Join us this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner to find your ideal destination. Call 800-736-0321 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission.
It is 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, we're off to a slow start. Everyone coming out of Gainesville, keep alert. The crash after business 234. It's been over to the shoulder for quite some time, but a lot to check out, and that's the reason why it's so slow. 95 northbound before you get to the Prince William Parkway. Also had one that was moved to the shoulder. Baltimore Washington Parkway, one spun out. Yes, the rain definitely a factor, and we have that road spray this morning. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway delays from the Beltway to get you past 202 and almost just down to that split from New York Kenilworth Avenue. That's where we had the scene of that incident. In Greenbelt, we're slowing, in fact, each direction to get you through Laurel, but nothing reported along the way. 270, here we go with the volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, and off and on and through to Gaithersburg. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march and a cooler start to the week. A lot of clouds, scattered showers, few thunder showers this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures holding mid-upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees on WMAL.
You want to give me a good send-off? Go vote!
Barack Obama shouting at the Congressional Black Caucus and the institute and foundation, whatever it is, they gather together in black ties to raise money for on Saturday night here in the district. And he's trying to drum up energy for the Clinton campaign by saying that it'd be a personal insult to his legacy if the black community lets him down. And we're talking about the idea of linking your politics with personal insult and personal offense. Warner in Lovettsville, you're next up on WMAL. Hello, Warner.
How you doing? Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to comment that, you know, Brock talks about this community, right? And so he continues to look at the black vote as a monolith, right? And so they should all vote the correct way, the way as defined by, you know, what's in essence the elite.
Yeah. Yeah, the Liberal Democrats all believe that because of the color of your skin, you're obligated to vote a certain way and believe a certain thing. And I don't know, last I looked, that's the epitome of racism. Thanks, yeah. Warner.
You know, I have found in my personal life that it sometimes becomes an issue when you're dating.
Yeah.
You know, you have a promising date and then they find out that you're a conservative talk show guy.
Well, what do you believe when you find out that they're a liberal?
I don't have any problem with it, but apparently for some people it's like nope, I'm sorry, it's nice to meet you, so long, nice handshake, goodbye.
Well, I'm sure it's your politics.
Maybe it's just my charming personality.
Lloyd and Leesburg, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Lloyd.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm tired of the people thinking that we're supposed to just swallow the lies the last 7.5 years. It's a personal affront to me, to my intelligence, that I should have to contend with that.
So you are personally insulted by people who say keep voting the same way. All right, so there is some insult on the other side.
I will consider it a personal insult.
Well, that's a get-out-the-vote campaign if I've ever heard one. Let's all insult the president.
I'm sorry, it's 628.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk about the bombings in New Jersey and in New York City, and also the attack at a mall in Minnesota with Cliff May, terrorism expert. It's straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, state and federal authorities are investigating the discovery of several explosive devices found in a backpack in Elizabeth, New Jersey. It all started late last night.
Two men found a backpack in a trash can that was near a pub and close to train tracks. They thought there might be some valuables in it, so they took it out, took it under the train tracks, and opened it up. And they saw a pipe and they saw some wires. They went to local authorities. Local authorities called in the bomb squad and also the FBI's bomb squad. And that is when a robot came in. That robot inadvertently cut one of the wires. There was a huge explosion, and that's just one of the devices. There were multiple explosive devices inside that backpack.
Correspondent Gene Casares, New Jersey Transit has suspended service today between Newark Liberty Airport and Elizabeth. New York City police, meanwhile, say they've blown up a second device found blocks away from where a bomb exploded in Manhattan Saturday night. The device was discovered after that bomb in the Chelsea neighborhood injured 29 people. They have all since been released from hospitals. Redskins coach Jay Gruden says the team has a lot of work to do to figure out what's going wrong. This after the team's loss to Dallas yesterday, which Gruden says should not be all on Kirk Cousins.
Can't put it all on Kirk. You know, there's a lot of other issues that we had today, that's for sure. Coaching, playing, offense, defense, we all had our hand in that one.
Next up, the Giants, next Sunday on the road. Arlington officials say tourism in the county set a record in 2015, breaking the $3 billion mark. Fairfax County ranked second in the state with $2.9 billion in tourism spending. Loudoun County was third. State and federal lawmakers in Hawaii are promising to improve conditions for hundreds of foreign fishermen working in Hawaii's commercial fleet. This after an Associated Press investigation found the men have been confined to vessels for years without basic labor protections. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,124, the Nasdaq at 52,45. Sports, the Cowboys beat the Redskins, the Giants win, the Eagles take on the Bears tonight, the Ravens win, the late game goes to Minnesota. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win, WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The kids are back in school, leaving behind dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for a deep-down professional clean. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs at their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Federal employees, you know, need to know how to take advantage of the benefits they have, and they need to understand what their choices are as they're going into retirement, because in an ever-changing political climate, the federal employee has to be prepared to handle their own personal situation.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
When you see those 3 sevens in a row, it's the sign you've hit the jackpot. And that's exactly how you'll feel when you use the 777 service from Snell Heating and Air. Hi, this is Dave Snell from my stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air. And what does 777 mean at Snell? Well, it means our stand-up guys are standing by 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That's right, even Sundays, at no extra charge. In fact, we encourage people to schedule those appointments on Saturdays and Sundays. Hey, look, we know how busy you are, and that's why I've built the company to be flexible and accommodating your schedule. The stand-up guys from Snell are standing by 777, and we'll go you even one better. We guarantee that the repairs on your equipment are fixed right, or the repairs are free. And with a guarantee like that, plus 777, it's a win-win-win. So if you've got a cooling emergency, call 450-6300 for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, where you just hit the jackpot.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Taking to Bethesda on Grosvenor Lane as you come up to 355. Accident involves an overturned car. So do watch. We have a lot of response there. 355 Grosvenor. Each direction you're going to find the activity under police direction. Now we'll take you around the Beltway topside from 95. In fact, a little bit before 95 now to George Avenue. Slowing. Have a little extra volume early on everywhere here with this rain and drizzle in some areas and that road spray, poor visibility. In through Greenbelt, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway hung up. It looks like northbound we have the crash before 197. Southbound still in delays as you come off the Beltway to the car that's spun out. Again, wet pavement an issue. Southbound BW Parkway past 202 before you get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. 395, here we come off the Beltway through Landmark, 14th Street Bridge slow, and 66 East Business 234 crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good chance we all get some rain this morning. Areas of showers, thunder showers, and some moderate rainfall in some spots. Maybe some heavier downpours occasionally. And into the afternoon, still a threat for showers. Mid-upper 70s, so temperatures way down. Front tries to get through, but still some showers tonight. Maybe a thunder shower, 71. Cloudy tomorrow, warmer, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Springfield, 73 in Frederick, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we are going to continue our coverage of the terrorist incidents over the weekend, including meeting up with Joe DeGeneva at 7:05, James Carafano at 7:15. We'll check in on the Redskins' loss to the Cowboys with Trevor Maddich at 7:35. We'll check in at 8:05 with Tim Lovane. He's a council member in Alexandria who just voted to change the name of Jefferson Davis Highway over the weekend. And then at 8:15, Rod Wheeler, law enforcement analyst, again on how our friends in the police departments and FBI are going after these alleged bombing terrorists. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Clifford May, president of the Foundation for Defensive Democracies, a man who is a national security and terrorism expert. Good morning to you, Cliff. How are you?
I'm well. Good to be with you guys.
Well, let's set aside for a moment the attack in Minnesota, which was a knife attack. I want to come back to that if I could, but let's talk about New York City explosion, New Jersey explosion, five devices found this morning, people arrested. As you look at all of the information that is now in the public record, what do you draw about these attacks, which appear to be pipe bombs and pressure cooker bombs that apparently were triggered by phones?
Because of the similarities among the events and because of other things we know, these are probably acts of terrorism, but they're not that yet. People forget what terrorism actually means. Terrorism means an act of violence directed against non-combatants for political motives. If you don't have a political motive, it's not really an act of terrorism. Now, this probably is, but we don't have that yet. In other words, a serial murderer, a Hannibal Lecter, he inspires terror, but it's not really terrorism because it doesn't have the political motive. If I can go back to what happened in Minnesota and the stabbings, that sounds more clearly like terrorism because, after all, you have the guy screaming Allah Akbar, and you had him asking, according to Reuters, whether his victims were Muslim, and you have the news agency, it's really a website, that the Islamic State puts out, Amaq, claiming that those injured were stabbed by a soldier of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls to target Nationals of the Crusader, in other words, Christian Coalition.
You would include religious motives in, I mean, you said political motives, but in this case, I mean, one can have yes, religious motives that are not necessarily directly linked to a political end.
Well, yes, but this is also very important. If you are a jihadist, if you are an Islamist, you do not make a distinction between the religious and the political. They are fused. You don't have a separation of mosque and state.
The religious is the political.
Mosque and state. Yeah. It's the same thing. You're trying to bring down the Crusader powers, the Zionist power. You're trying to destroy them, and you're trying to establish a caliphate. You're trying to establish a religious and political entity that will have power in the region and eventually in the world. In other words, they fuse the political and the religious.
Let's continue talking about Minnesota, I think, because I think you're right. It is much more cut and dry on what we're talking about here. We know that there is a very large Somalian community there in the Twin Cities area. Do we know exactly what linkage this suspect had to the Somali community and whether this is there's a large contingent of Somalis who were sort of linked with whomever this guy runs with?
We don't know that for sure. We do know that spokesman for the community there came out and apologized and expressed regret and chagrin that somebody from their community would do this. There have been instances in the past of particularly young people from the Somali community going to fight back in Somalia. If that were the case, he could be involved with the Islamic State. There's also Al-Shabaab, as you may know, which is a jihadist movement inside Somalia. You know, it's important, I think it's useful, we tend to use the Arabic terms. Shabab means the youth. Taliban means the students.
Yeah.
Fatah means conquest. In other words, all these groups tell you something about who they are with the names.
Well, I just want to point out that the Minneapolis Star Tribune did talk to the man, the attacker's apparent father, and he said that his son was Somali. They are Somali family. His name, he identified his son as Ahmed Adnan, and he was born in Africa and lived in the U.S. for 15 years.
Yes, and obviously did not integrate well and did not assimilate well, and that presents a real problem when you think about taking in these immigrants, because you may even vet them and find that it's okay when they get here, and then at a certain point when they realize, boy, I've got the choice between going through college and maybe going through a little graduate school or going to pharmacy school, getting a mortgage, having kids, or I can join the most glorious enterprise of all, the development of a new caliphate that will rule the world. Which do I want to do? They may decide on the latter, and often to the great chagrin of their parents, who would want no part of that.
Just for clarification, the father's name is Ahmed Adan. The suspect right now is Dahir Adan. He's 22 years old. Right. Going to New York now, the things that we're starting to hear from sources within the New York Police Department and the FBI is that we're talking about either pipe bombs or bombs that were fashioned out of pressure cookers and put into backpacks. Of course, that recalls exactly what happened with the Sarnievs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Those guys were kind of trained by the separatist movement in Chechnya, right? But you don't have to really be trained to do devices like this, do you, Cliff May?
Well, you can self-train, and that's part of what we don't know. You know, I think it's useful to think of four categories of attacks with descending connections to a network. So the first category of attacks, consists of operations in which the attacker was trained and he was dispatched by an organization, clear cut. The second category, the attackers are in touch via social media with virtual planners. They help set targets. They determine the timing of the attack. They provide some technical assistance. Third category, operatives are in contact with the militant group online, but they're not getting specific instructions about the attack. And finally, the fourth category, these are more or less the true lone wolves. They don't ever communicate with jihadist networks, but that doesn't mean they don't avail themselves of what there is online, how to make a bomb in your mom's kitchen kind of
thing. Wow. I just want to add, apparently Fox News now reporting that some kind of raid is now underway in Elizabeth, New Jersey, as in connection with all of this. So we'll keep on top of the breaking developments. Thank you, Clifford May. Always a pleasure.
Good to be with you guys.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen to me very closely if you've been thinking about wanting new windows for your home, because now, right now, is the best time to buy. Thompson Creek Window, the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install each window custom-made for your home in our unique climate. By the way, they do it without any middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches. Well, right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one window free. That's right. Buy three, get one free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home and the comfort of your home. This is an absolute no-brainer. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one window free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we've been busy this morning. One of our latest problems in town, DC 295. Just be careful if you're coming northbound after the Suitland Parkway before you get to the 11th Street Bridge. That's where the scene of our new crash. DDOT crews at the scene there. On the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you come off the Beltway, that's where your delays begin, and that takes you past 202, where we had a car that spun out. Some of the wet pavement not helping the commute, some of the poor visibility, definitely a factor for all. 50 delays just inside the Beltway to get down to New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Laurel, northbound is the crash before you get to 197. Bethesda, still dealing with the accident involved the overturned car. Rockville Pike, 355 at Grosvenor Lane, that's near the metro station there. South of Strathmore, so expect to have some delays there. On 270, a lot of volume, but nothing currently reported along the way. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wet weather to kick off a new work week. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers around, so most likely you will see some rain this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures will probably hold in the mid and upper 70s all day. Some showers tonight, maybe a rumble of thunder, 71. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer without the threat for rain, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 647.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again. Thank you.
That was Donald Trump on Friday after a remarkable press spectacle at his hotel in Washington, D.C. Now, this came after probably the worst week in Hillary Clinton's entire run for the presidency. Remember, the Friday before, she called a quarter of American voters members of the basket of deplorables.
Yeah, basket of deplorables.
Within 48 hours, she was collapsing before our eyes. Mm-hmm. She was then hidden away for a couple of days as she convalesced.
And they couldn't get their story straight.
From a bout of pneumonia that had only been revealed to us when they were forced to reveal it to us. And then by Friday, the polls were looking basically like it was neck and neck, not just nationally, but in some of the key battleground
absolutely,
states,
yeah.
Including bringing Virginia and Colorado back
into play, right.
As a toss-up state. So clearly, it meant that the national media had to talk about Donald Trump and Obama's birth certificate. I mean, these things, you can't do one without the other.
That's apparently it.
But then, so first, I want to paint the picture of this press conference. It was amazing. They basically let the media know that he was going to make a statement about the birth certificate, and so they stood by for an hour. He was late. He was an hour late. And so all of the cable news networks, you know, being the lapdogs that they are, you know, knowing that this is all we got, we have to follow, you know, gavel-to-gavel coverage of this, second-to-second coverage. Nobody can afford to have it 2 minutes late on tape delay. You have to have it live. We must have it live, darn it. So they have the podium there on the shot for an hour waiting for it in the little subscreen. And so what is the American public and international public seeing for an hour while they're waiting to hear Donald Trump come out and make this remarks? They're seeing the logo and name of his brand new hotel in Washington, D.C. You can't pay for that kind of coverage.
No, you can't.
Then he gets out there and he trots out like eight different members of the military, including some Medal of Honor recipients, generals, all of these national security people, bring them out there, and they all testify how great Donald Trump is and how they support Donald Trump. And then finally, he goes up there right at the end, and he says, oh, by the way, Barack Obama was born in America. Let's get on with it. But then he said this.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it.
So that, of course, the media now seizes on it. Well, he's lying. She didn't start the birther controversy.
There's just one problem.
Yeah.
Apparently, this guy, Blumenthal, Sid Blumenthal, was out there in 2008 selling the story to anybody who would listen, including the bureau chief of the McClatchy Newspaper Service.
Yep.
And they were so convinced by his case, they actually sent reporters to Kenya to investigate whether or not it was true. They came back with a determination it was not true.
Yep. Jim Asher, who had been the bureau chief for McClatchy at the time, tweeted out, Sidney Blumenthal told us and sold us the story that Barack Obama was born in Kenya, and we sent a reporter to Africa to investigate it. But as I sit here now, the Washington Post still says, note the Clinton campaign had absolutely nothing to do with this, and Donald Trump is a liar. So who do you believe? Jim Asher, who used to run the McClatchy News Service Washington Bureau, or do you believe Sidney Blumenthal? Because why would Sidney Blumenthal lie? And you look at that guy's track record. Yeah, I mean, he is pristine. He would never do anything like this.
They don't call him Sid Vicious for nothing. 651.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novec's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this. Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novec's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novec's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novec.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
So the kids are back at school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res is the company I use to clean my carpets, and they're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is that good. And let me just be clear. Zero Res is a local company. Luis and his wife run the place out of Loudoun County, but they cover the entire Washington metro area. They'll take care of you wherever you are, Prince George's County, Montgomery County, anywhere in Maryland, anywhere in Virginia. They have trucks everywhere, in, of course, here in Washington, D.C. as well. And they always guarantee their work. They are the best. And if you suffer from allergies, Zero Res will be a godsend for you. They're going to get rid of all that stuff in your carpet, making your eyes water. This is going to make a huge difference. Just think of your carpet as a giant air filter. It's collected all this stuff that's making you wheeze all day long. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. They're going to clean your carpets for $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, time to check in and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Susan Lee.
Good Monday morning. Wall Street could start the week with some big gains. We have futures indicating the Dow could open 100 points higher. Crude oil prices are up close to 2%. Venezuela says that OPEC may be close to a deal to slow production to push oil prices higher. A gasoline pipeline spill outside of Birmingham, Alabama is hitting drivers in the wallet. AAA says the gas prices are up 15 cents in that region just in the past week because of this oil spill. More troubles for Samsung. Two Galaxy Note 7 phones caught fire in China where the phones are now being recalled. Samsung's been selling its stake in some of the tech companies that they own in order to try to raise money to pay for the worldwide recall of these specific phones. General Motors faces a strike in Canada. Union workers say that they will walk off the job by midnight if they don't get a new contract. That walkout could slow production of engines for GM's SUVs. And Microsoft may close its Skype offices in London, affecting 400 jobs. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And leaving Rockville and trying to get into Bethesda, still with the troubles. Had the crash 355 at Grosvenor involving the overturn. So what police are doing now, if you're coming south on 355 after the Strathmore there, you must turn onto Tuckerman, southbound 355. You cannot get past Tuckerman Lane. So you can take Tuckerman Lane and you can head over toward 270 or the Beltway on that stretch if that's your destination, or you can head into the metro station on the southbound side, 355, into the Grosvenor station. Around the Beltway, topside, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. It's a long haul for a lot of this commute early on here out of Gainesville, most of the way to Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 66 with the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers today, temperatures in the upper 70s, an 80% chance of showers tonight, a 30% chance of showers, an overnight low of 71 degrees. The rest of the week in the mid to upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, we're sitting at 77 degrees right here on WMAL.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Here we go again. An individual attacker attempted to murder as many as he could in a mall in Minnesota. ISIS has taken responsibility and declared the knife-wielding man a soldier of ISIS. An off-duty police officer sprung into action and was able to kill the attacker before he was able to stab any other victims. The police chief in St. Cloud called him a hero. This came on the heels of a bombing in New Jersey at a Marine Corps race and a pressure cooker bomb in New York. The Marine Corps run bombs were pipe bombs wired together and were set to trigger with a timer. ISIS has told us they want more of these attacks. Unfortunately, we shouldn't be surprised at that. What we should be surprised is that this is the new normal. It doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be. We are going to hear a litany of excuses and sorrows expressed by our leaders. But the longer we don't have a comprehensive plan to defeat ISIS, the more of these attacks we will endure. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming up on WMAL.
National security expert James Carafano on the developments over the weekend.
We'll also talk to Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, and Trevor Maddich will tell us what went wrong in the game against the Cowboys. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.